This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, Ty Bollinger, you weren't here last hour. You're not scheduled to be here. You're welcome here. But I ate like so much coconut oil. It was like I was eating for both of us. It was a story about Alzheimer's and coconut oil. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to just talk about it. I'm going to eat it. So I had some coconut oil for you, my friend.
So you just ate it plain?
Yeah, It, right on the video, the YouTube, it was like an ounce of it at least that was like solid, just chunked it right out of the big organic Nutiva tub. And Super Don said, I've never seen anybody eat that much coconut oil just on its own.
You know what? I don't mind coconut oil on its own. The kids have eaten it that way. We do a lot of oil pulling. But what I prefer, if I want to get a lot of coconut oil at once, is I'll mix it in with like a nut butter, half and half. And then it's really good. So you should try that next time.
Well, I will. But, of course, if I was doing the peanut butter thing, I'd be like a dog going, I wouldn't be able to talk much this hour. But just the oil itself went right down.
It's not too bad when you thin out the nut butter with the coconut oil. Not bad at all.
That makes sense. And when you come out and visit, we got a place that fries up full-on organic potatoes, fries them up into French fries in coconut oil. It's amazing.
Love it. Oh, I can't wait. That sounds awesome. That's one of my favorite things, and we have not had that in a while. We need to cook that up, some organic coconut oil on French fries.
It is amazing. Anyway, what we also can't wait for is Episode 8. Ty Bollinger tells us Episode 8 of The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, airing right after the broadcast. 7 is airing up until that time, and then 9, and then I didn't know that you have a bonus Episode 10 that people that thought they have seen it all, apparently you're throwing some things out there that maybe nobody has seen.
Yeah, bonus Episode 10, we wanted to kind of catch up with a few people over the last couple of years and just see what's been happening since the interview of Global Quest. So we were able to do that, and that's going to be, haven't really finished it yet, but it's probably going to be about an hour and a half of just kind of checking out what's going on since the Global Quest with several of the people that we interviewed.
Oh, that's a significant chunk of interviews, then, an hour and a half, Episode 10. So, folks, if you haven't signed up, you know, it's never too late until it's gone and you can't get it. And Ty, just like in like 2+ years ago when this first aired, after it airs, there might be a bonus time to catch up on the ones you missed, but I really want to encourage people to buy it and bring it home. Is it still going to be for sale? Will people be able to buy it and take it home, or will it all be digital, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, no, it's for sale through, I think, Friday night at midnight. It's for sale through then, so got about 3 days left.
Okay, so I'm encouraging all of y'all, if you haven't done it before, go ahead. Get it. It's going to help. You know, the mission will continue, of course, long after. But your ability to communicate this with your friends, it's not that you have to remember everything. You say, hey, let's sit down. Let's watch this together. Or I'll lend this for you. And that will be a great gift of healing that you can keep on giving. All right, TMB. We'll talk more about that as well, any upcoming events that are happening. But for now, there was an article I saw at The Truth About Cancer, and they said you might know something about this. No, we're not going to talk more about Pocahontas. That DNA test already blew up in her face. We want to talk about dietary supplements. Now, one of the biggest things that, you know, FDA says, oh, they're dangerous, right? You would acknowledge, and you wrote about this, that some dietary supplements are adulterated with drugs, in fact. And there's a distinction between the kind of things we do here and the things that might be out in the marketplace that you're warning folks against.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's, you know, there's good and bad supplements, just like there's good and bad everything. So supplements are not necessarily bad, but, you know, there's a recent report that was published showing that over 750 dietary supplements contain some sort of drugs that were not listed on the label. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, but when we look at the fact, Robert, that we've got all of these statin drugs and hormone drugs and birth control and all this in the water supply, you know, it's getting put back into the drug supply because what do you think, passing through people's urine, I guess? I mean, that's probably the most likely way that all of this is getting in there. It's just, you know, people are taking drugs, they're urinating out the drugs, getting into the water supply. And then if that water's recirculated, then what's going on? They're not filtering out the drugs again, are they?
No, they're not. And, I look at supplements, and listen, Ty, you've been very forthright about your history in terms of bodybuilding and the things that are done there. And if you go into a health food store and you go into the bodybuilding section, that's probably the least healthy part of any health food store. I'm talking, you look at the labels, and it's very rare that you have a quote-unquote clean whole food product that's directed at bodybuilders.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. Bodybuilders are healthy, really, in appearance only a lot. Because I used to be one. I know very, very unhealthy. Generally, there are some healthy bodybuilders that are doing it naturally, but generally, very unhealthy people. But, you know, it's like, here's the thing. We're in such of a drug-intensive society that now we're even finding drugs in our supplementation. And that's not the only problem with supplements. Another big problem with supplements, Robert, is that, you know, if they're not whole food-based, if they're not real food and they're synthetic, you really are kind of just, you know, creating expensive urine. You're going to urinate out and you're not going to get hardly any benefit from most of the supplements that are on the market. So it's not just the fact that we're finding drugs in the supplements. You're paying for something that really doesn't work most of the time, especially if you're buying these supplements in the big box stores.
Well, and I think that the ingredients, even if they're not pharmaceutical drugs, which weirdly enough, they're finding, how do you say, sildenafil, basically Viagra, is being put in certain supplements. And, you know, again, this is pure adulteration. Even I would say, well, you know, FDA, if you're doing your job, that's not right, right? But there are forms, as you said, of. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it getting into the supplementation? I'm not following that link. How are they getting into the supplements? And maybe it's just obvious and I'm missing it.
Well, I think it's on purpose. I don't think that's like a, oops, we were making the Viagra, and then next door they were making supplements, and somehow, like, chocolate and peanut butter, they mixed. It was an accident, and wow, look how awesome. No, I think this is on purpose. There are, you know, some nefarious players that try to ruin it for everybody. But then again, they'll use that and say, see, all dietary supplements are dangerous, which is not true. And in fact, what we would encourage everybody to do, and we do that here on the show all of the time, that your supplements should be food, not like synthetic isolates. And even forms of minerals that might be found partially in nature, when you isolate them outside of food, the body doesn't know how to really deal with it appropriately.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, your body's made to eat food, right? And processed food. You eat food. Clean food, real food, is intended to be our fuel for our bodies. So, you know, when we try to fuel it with other things, disease results. And so I think that's another lesson that we can learn from this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, folks, when you go into the health food store, if you do, please, you know, find the products. And I do this all the time. When I go into health food stores, if I talk to the supplement department, I point out the synthetics and I say, you know what? This is safer than a drug, I will acknowledge, unless it's one of those adulterated ones, I don't know, but that I would encourage you to realize that you're here hopefully to provide good, clean, organic food and products based on that. And yet, of course, a lot of this is very profitable, made cheaply, and usually, as you said, in the big box retailers more predominantly, but it's not exclusive to that.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the key should be, you know, you should be focusing on what kind of supplementation can I get that gives me real food nutrition. And so, you know, you've got somebody like Casey Krejci that created, you know, hey, Monica with Living Fuel. Mm-hmm. It's just food. It's not a supplement. It's food. It is sustainable food. And it's got everything you need to live. People should be looking for supplements like that instead of isolates. Right? The whole God put food together for a reason, and there's different constituents and active ingredients in all of these herbs and foods, and they should be eaten as food, not as some isolate or chemical.
Exactly. So, again, looking for food. Now, the question about science as it relates to this issue, there is not going to be a lot of investment made by certainly not the pharmaceutical industry, into, for instance, what can food and true 100% whole food supplementation do in terms of preventing or reversing a disease? The whole intent of Big Pharma, coming back from Flexner Port Forward, was to promote the use of patent synthetic pharmaceutical drugs, usually from the oil-based monopoly, and get them to market and have no competition for them. So people are now, they're saying, you know what, I don't trust the science you guys are telling me is about this or that or the other. The science is suspect, and they're very upset by this because we're asking questions. They don't want us asking these questions.
They don't, and you know, the science is suspect at best. You know, but we're told the vaccine science is settled. It's not, but yeah, the science is definitely suspect. I know. I think you're wanting to lead into the drug makers funnel millions into lawmakers. Is that the article you want to hit?
Well, hint. Say no more. Where is this focal point going to convince or hypnotize consumers that everything is a drug deficiency disease? Part of it is the ability to, as you said, buy off the politicians.
Well, that's the problem, is that the number one lobby in D.C. is not oil, it's pharma. So, and it's 2-1 of pharma to oil. So you've got, you know, there's an article here that I'm looking at on Good Morning America, abcnews.com. Mm-hmm. Drug makers funnel millions into lawmakers, a few dozen get 100,000 plus. The first sentence before the midterm elections, heated up dozens of drug makers that already poured about 12 million into the war chest of hundreds of members of Congress. How can they be expected to make decisions on anything in an unbiased manner when they're being bought off, especially when a lot of some of these votes that are coming up have to do with, you know, the ability for drug makers to advertise on television or what needs to go into approval for a new drug? And the list is endless. They're being bought off. Why is there so much drug-friendly legislation? Why is the United States and New Zealand, why are they the only two countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceutical drugs? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of the pharmaceutical lobbies bought off the lawmakers, and the rules for what can be on and off the airways, television specifically, they own it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a fascinating article. I want you all to look at it. Over the course of six election cycles, Big Pharma PACs have given $79 million to members of Congress. Last year, at 2016, the last election cycle, $15.8 million for the entire year. We're only halfway through, according to this, June 30th, already at $12 million. It's going to dwarf previous election cycles. Big Pharma money, putting your Congress critters back into office, does it color their view of the world? We'll talk about it more with Ty Bollinger on the break and when we come back. Check it out.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Y'all watching on YouTube, that poster over my left shoulder is thanks to Steve Feld. He just captures those moments of the show and then blasts them out. And we got to keep going here. TMB, Ty Bollinger, my good buddy. Outside the box each and every week, we've co-written a book called Unlock the Power to Heal. People are still going out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and getting it. So thank you to all of you spreading the good word. It's very simple. Also, Ty has written the book that set the stage, Cancer Step Outside the Box, and a whole lot more. And, of course, The Truth About Cancer is airing very, very soon after it's airing this whole week. And episode 8, I believe, is what he said, will be airing right after the show. So, TMB, we were talking about the purchase of our politicians with big pharma money. And what happens is we have a pharmaceutical police state. And if you look at who's given the most money, Pfizer by far is blowing everybody out. I don't know what Pfizer makes that we should be worried about. Do you know anything that Pfizer does we should be worried about, TMB? Did Ty make it back to the show? I'm just saying, he walked away on the break, said, I'll be right back. I'm like, honey, Ty.
I'm back.
Oh, nurse, sorry. Right, there he is.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Yes. Thanks for showing up.
Are you back on the air?
Yes, we're back on the air. You and Dr. Batar, I mean, you're in the running right now. Who's paying less attention to the show? So, I was just talking about Pfizer.
Charlene Skype me. We've got a forest fire next to our house, so I ran out to make sure that it's under control, and that she's calling the fire department right now. So that was a little bit more of an emergency than normal.
Dude, that you know what? The one thing that qualified, your wife says, there's a fire outside. I'm like, yes, take care of that, Ty. This is secondary. Everything okay, so you're with me now.
I think we're all right. I think we saw a small fire truck out there, but Charlene's calling again to get them to send a big truck because it's a big fire. But
right.
The good thing is that around Nashville area, it's been raining a lot lately, so ground's pretty wet. It's going to be difficult for a fire to spread.
It'll really take hold. If not, you as big as you are, grab a big mouthful of water and just spit it right out on the fire. Put it out.
You know, that would work. That's a good idea. I could be a superhero. I could be called Big Mouth Water Spitter.
Right. By the way, don't confuse the water for coconut oil because that will burn.
That will burn up quick. As a matter of fact, the coconut oil lights at a very low temperature compared to other oil. We found that out. One of the fun stories I'll share with you, when my grandma used to live with us when Charlene and I lived with Brianna and Bryce at our first house in McKinney, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we moved in, grandma with us, and grandma was sitting at one of grandma's most frightening things would be to catch something on fire in the house. I mean, she was terrified of catching something on fire. Mm-hmm. That and dropping your car keys into the swimming pool. Those were the two things that haunted her.
Wow.
She got a chance to experience both of them with us. And so, yes, I did drop the car keys into the swimming pool one time, and I had to dive in to get them. So that was one of her terrors that was realized. And the other terror was, you know, catching something on fire. We were cooking, and the coconut oil was on too high of a heat, and it caught on fire. Grandma's sitting at the kitchen table, and I literally had to carry this pan on fire with coconut oil out right past her into the backyard.
Oh.
It scared her to death.
And she never invited you back. Oh, my gosh.
She never wanted us back to our house again.
Right. Now, the thing is about keys falling in the pool. Do they not work, or is it one of those key fobs? That's the problem. It would saturate with water.
It was literally when it happened is we were building our house in Dallas. It was about 2002. We were renting an apartment in North Dallas off of the tollway. Grandma came over. We had the remote control for the garage was our only way to get in. I didn't bring my keys, and mm-hmm. I grabbed the remote control and literally closed the garage, went to the pool, and dropped the remote control. So it wasn't actually the keys. It was the remote control.
Even worse.
It went into the pool, and it ruined it, of course. So we couldn't get back into our garage. We couldn't get back into our house.
Wow. So you lit it on fire instead. All right. That's interesting. No.
There you go.
I had a question for you before the fire thing happened, and it was about Pfizer dwarfing all the other pharmaceutical companies in terms of investing in congressmen and women. Was there anything that we should be concerned about coming from Pfizer? I mean, they're a pretty nice company, right? Doing only good things, right?
From Pfizer?
Yes, Pfizer.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Which are you talking about? One of the articles that talks about Pfizer specifically?
No, just in specific. You know, what products would Pfizer have that we might not want to put in our bodies? Like perhaps.
Well,
but you mentioned sildenafil earlier, so yeah
I was saying right? Like right then and there, right? How much Viagra are they giving out to these lecherous Congress critters? If you think about it. It's not just the money. They're probably giving them free pills, and who knows what they're doing.
Two words.
Yeah,
Bob Dole, right?
Bob Dole, right? Yeah, they did buy Bob Dole. All right, TMB, check to make sure the fire's okay. I don't want to worry about you while we're on the air here. We've got another break, and then we're going to come back. We'll talk about, I think, what's making people distrust the science on drugs. That's one thing. And then adjuvants and vaccines, why are they linked to autoimmune diseases?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News. Wednesday at the White House, President Trump presented retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley with the Medal of Honor. Canley served in Vietnam 50 years ago, and his actions helped save the lives of his teammates.
John's friend, Pat Fraley, was struck by a rocket explosion and was about to be run over by a tank when John charged through enemy fire and carried him back to safety.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today expressed concerns regarding politics on both sides of the aisle. He joined CBS this morning.
I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well.
The Honduran government called on 2,000 immigrants Tuesday to give up their trek to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Outside the box with my good buddy, my brother, Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSB, and Super D together again. We've got a lot to do in a short time to do it. Sounds like we got a long way to go in a short time to get there. But we somehow manage TMB even when the neighborhood is on fire. Well, it turns out it's a controlled burn for those of you on radio just listening. Next door neighbor doing a controlled burn, but apparently the fire department decided not to tell anybody about it, which would cause you a little bit of panic. Yeah. The woods are on fire. No!
No, it's a controlled burn. It reminds me of that stand-up comedian. His name's John Panette. And there's a skit he does called "I Don't Do Ups." I don't do push-ups. I don't do pull-ups. I don't do sit-ups. You know, he's talking about, you know, he's about a 400-pound guy and he's exercising and, you know, he's in the gym and the trainers are like, "Great, great. You want to get a good burn on this?" And he says, "I hope it's a control burner. This whole gym's going up like a mushroom cloud."
I'm going to watch that. That is funny. So what's not funny, though? All right, we've got to do some not funny. I'm sorry, but the science that they want us to believe that proves that a drug is efficacious or safe, for instance, in the peer-reviewed literature. There's so much corruption. There's so much drug money going into this that there's growing evidence suggesting that there's a reason why more people distrust scientific findings. I think if we distrust it, we will also disrupt it.
Well, we'll do both. And people do distrust the science. I mean, look, the reality is when you have a Food and Drug Administration that's supposed to be approving drugs that are only safe, but they admit they kill 100,000 people a year, then there's something smelly. You know, Dad used to say something fishy in Denmark. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't pass the smell test. They're not trying to protect us. And then, you know, you look at these drugs that we were just talking about, Pfizer, before the break. Looks like they're trying to get a new pneumococcal vaccine passed. So now that's why they're upping the ante on the bribes to a congressman.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think it's another Prevnar, right?
I think it's an advancement or an expansion, let's say, of that by adding 20 strains of a pneumococcal vaccine. And again, this was a devastating vaccine prior to the strains. It's kind of like, reminds me of what's gone on with Merck and their Gardasil shot. Now they have the Gardasil 9 approved for age 25 to 49. And, you know, we know for a fact that there's no evidence that the HPV itself causes cervical cancer. It's not been proven. So what's the point of adding more of these strains into it when they're also finding out that that vaccine is causing dysplasia, cervical dysplasia, in other words, altering the cell integrity and, in fact, causing cancer?
Well, you know, Gardasil is a whole other conversation in and of itself. I mean, it's got the most adverse reactions of any vaccine out there. So Gardasil is horrible. You should not, if there's any one vaccine you shouldn't give, it'd be Gardasil. But, you know, the pneumococcal, since we're talking about Prevnar, it started out as Prevnar 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's seven different strains. And then it went to 13, and now they're looking at making it 20, 21, 23, something like that. I don't think they've decided yet. Why do they keep upping the ante on the strains? Well, because the original vaccines aren't protecting. You know, it's just making the other strains become active. So they're not really working. So they just keep expanding the different strains that they're, quote, vaccinating against. But it's not working. It'll be a Prevnar 40 before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a big problem. I talked about Alzheimer's neurological degradation. I mean, we're injecting, we're drugging our fellow Americans into oblivion. And when I say we're the United States of Drug America, I know that's not here on this show, and the folks that follow the truth about cancer are learning to live differently and better. I perceive it to be so. But there's still a whole lot of Americans that are completely drugged out and still vaccinating children that haven't got the memo, haven't got the message. I can't wait till, I guess you can re-release eventually the truth about vaccines as well, in addition to what's currently running, the truth about cancer, a global quest, where we got episode 8 running tonight.
Episode 8 running tonight just begins in 20 minutes, and it'll run through tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, and then episode 9, which is a really inspiring episode, the stories of about a dozen cancer conquerors, their stories of victory. Really heartfelt. It's probably the most emotional episode. So these are two of the best episodes tonight, tomorrow night. I highly advise that you watch it if you haven't yet.
Yeah, excellent. After the show, they'll be cranking up. And y'all, if you haven't got links, we've got it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Any of your friends or family members may have it already out in the social networks and media. Then grab it and go. Wherever you go, get it, watch it, and share it with your friends. Now, in the distrust of so-called science, when you look at, for instance, Gardasil, and we've talked about this many times, the placebo-controlled trial for Gardasil was not true placebo because it had the aluminum adjuvant in it. And you see the blatant dishonesty, or I would call it criminal behavior, to claim that, well, it's safe based on this test. Well, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine, least of all one containing aluminum adjuvants. And that's why it's creating, among other things, devastating side effects, which are direct effects, unintended perhaps, or intended consequences, depending on how nefarious you think these vaccine purveyors are.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're just misspeaking. They say, you know, these things have been tested to be safe against the adjuvant, you know, or against the placebo-controlled group. The reality is they're not tested against an inert placebo. You know, the control group always has something like aluminum in it. And so it's not being tested properly. And so as a result, the people that are claiming that these have been tested to be, you know, safe and effective, they're not just misspeaking. They're lying because they know they haven't been tested against placebos, but they say that they have. You know, it's not like a mistake. It's a blatant attempt to deceive. It's like, you know, a mistake is when you drop a fly ball in the outfield and a runner scores and you lose the game, you know. It's not a mistake when you do something willingly, knowingly. That's an intentional deception.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the reason the adjuvants are put into these vaccines, because they're clearly not eliciting the antibody response they want. So they say, hey, can we find substances that can aggravate the immune system to react to what we're injecting, right? It's not bad enough that they had the antigens that they thought would work. Well, that wasn't working. So let's add something else, and that includes aluminum, like in Gardasil and other shots. Now, here's an article from our friends at Natural News. Adjuvants found in vaccines have led to an increase in autoimmune disease. Well, what did they think would happen when they aggravated the immune system on purpose?
That is bizarre, isn't it? I mean, are they surprised that the adjuvants have caused autoimmunity? That's what they do. That's what adjuvants are there for, is to irritate the immune system. And sometimes it's irritated to such an extent that it begins, autoimmunity is when your body begins attacking itself. It's not beyond the realm of possibility that these adjuvants could be creating autoimmunity. As a matter of fact, it's darn likely.
Yeah. In fact, in 2011, an immunologist by the name of Yehuda Schoenfeld established the idea of autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants, called ASIA for short. I don't know if any of our listeners in Asia are upset by that. We didn't come up with it. That's what they call it. And there's published literature and validations to this fact that when you purposefully inject and aggravate the immune system, you could have unintended, if that's the case, consequences of an ongoing immune response rather than the immediate acute response that they're trying to elicit or claim to, which would be an antibody to so-called HPV in this case, or whatever. But as we know, and immunology knows, an antibody is not sufficient in and of itself to protect you against any given disease.
You know, it's not, and we got that information from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about the fact that, you know, that's not necessarily protective, right? Antibodies do not necessarily protect. Even though the vaccines create antibodies, it doesn't mean you're protected from that disease. And also, you know, you mentioned Yehuda Schoenfeld. I interviewed Dr. Tony Bark for the Truth About Vaccines as well, and she referred to this ASIA, the autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants, in her interview. So, yeah, this is not really new either. This is a 2011 study, so we've known for quite a while.
Yeah, and then the aluminum compounds that are injected into you, good luck getting them out. Some of the scientists are saying it takes 8 to 11 years after the vaccine to maybe move it out the body. But as they find more and more aluminum in the brains of people suffering with dementia and Alzheimer's, you're wondering if it ever gets out.
Well, you know, that's a good question. And that's another reason that something, if you've got a relative that's got Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, you know, these mental issues, I've read stories. I have not personally experienced this, but the coconut oil seems to have some wondrous effects on the brain. So we were talking about coconut oil earlier. I read some amazing stories about people that regained a lot of their functionality that were diagnosed as Alzheimer's, especially that use coconut oil. So yeah, yet another instance of something that God put here on earth that doesn't seem like anything over special, but has a lot of great health benefits.
But Ty, it's saturated fat.
I know. That's just absurd. It's absurd. Saturated fat. Saturated fat's good. We need saturated fat. Coconut oil also contains monolaurin, which is something very similar to the immune boosting power in breast milk. I think it's the only natural substance that actually contains the monolaurin. So amazing, amazing fats. We need it for our brain. We need it for our growth. We need it for every cell in our body. Coconut oil is superb.
Absolutely. That's why I ate a chunk as big as your head there, Ty Bollinger, in the last hour, first hour of the show. Right on video. Y'all want to see it, go to the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, where we simulcast. We are live, of course, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Archived at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, replayed at UK Health Radio, and as I mentioned, YouTube and GCNLive.com. And we've got hundreds of hours of Outside the Box with TMB doing amazing, amazing things here. Now, let's see. We got the adjuvants causing autoimmune diseases. We now also have, and we've got about a minute before our next break, but remember the big Monsanto trial recently? And it was like a hundred and ridiculous amount of millions of dollars, which are ridiculous that Monsanto's allowed to have any of it. But they were said they had to give it to this guy who had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and was dying. Judge is now considering revoking that monetary award. Did you hear about that, TMB?
You know, I did. Sorry, I was muted there for a second. So that's terrible. So they're talking about revoking the $289 million?
Or somehow reducing it, yeah. And there are a lot of people upset on the jury itself. Yeah. They're writing to the judge going, don't you dare.
That's terrible. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson has had his life ruined, and they deserve that money. And so okay, so who's gotten to the judge? That's my question.
That's a good question. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. We got a lot of things to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We got one more segment to do, and then we might throw it over to Super Don, see what's going on out in the news, if we're missing anything breaking right now. Besides Big Pharma, they've been broken for a long time, but they have an artificial induction called Congress that keeps them going, and the FDA as well. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty, my buddy. First hour, we talked about fluoride. There was a new article in mainstream media about fluoride. And we are now called anti-fluoridationists. Anti-fluoridationists. I mean, the things they come up with to discredit, real science about why you don't want to poison the whole population through their water.
We're anti-fluoridationists now?
Yeah, yeah. Anti-vaxxers. I mean, it's like we can't be pro-freedom. We can't be pro-clean food and clean water. We're anti-fluoridationists. Okay. I know. Well, one of the things we do.
Fluoridation is a good thing, too.
Yeah.
We're anti-putting toxic poison, dripping it into our water. They can cause dental fluorosis as well as osteosarcoma, but we're anti-fluoridationists because of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the title.
Yeah, we'll go with it. Now, other mistakes we might have made when we were kids, because we didn't know about fluoride growing up. We're like, oh, fluoride for the teeth. Yes, fluoride on our toothpaste, right? Parents, don't give this to your kids. Don't do this to them. 7 mistakes that parents are making when their kids are sick. Mistake number 1, give your child aspirin or ibuprofen. Now, TMB, again, before we had kids, I learned my lessons because I was raised pharmaceutically. So I didn't do this for my kids, but a lot of people that are naturally inclined are afraid of fever, and they think, wow, I can reduce the fever with a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. But that can be very dangerous.
You know, you're right, Robert. Fever is a sign that our immune system is actually healing. It's fever's inflammation, and we want inflammation like that. We want our body to respond to illness, and that's a good thing. And so when we use something to take down the fever, you know, aspirin or whatever you use. I don't even know what most people use to take down a fever. Is it usually aspirin?
Aspirin or ibuprofen. Now they do a lot of ibuprofen. A lot of ibuprofen.
Like yeah. Pain, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they'll use it to reduce fever, too.
Yes.
Or Tylenol,
so
even.
You're basically you're stopping what your body is doing naturally to actually heal, and you're kind of putting that in its tracks. And so a lot of times I think people that are, you know, they feel bad. Their kid feels bad. in a lot of pain, got a headache or whatever, give them an aspirin, ibuprofen so they feel better. But I think they're actually extending the length of the illness by doing that.
Yeah. Give them some homeopathic belladonna or other fever remedies that will safely address it if it's too high without suppressing the healing. Mistake number two, right away go into the pediatrician for a prescription. I mean, and they'll give you a prescription for a viral issue for an antibiotic. It happens even today.
Well, they prescribe antibiotics like they're candy. And so when you just said they'll give you an antibiotic for a viral issue, antibiotics are supposed to kill bacteria, not viruses. But they'll mix them. And it's like, wait, you're giving me something that kills bacteria to kill a virus? Do you even know what you're doing? And the answer is most of the time, no.
Mm-hmm. Also, rushing them to the ER, I mean, if it's not really necessary. This is where modern medicine does shine in emergency trauma situations. But we, you know, part of what we did in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty, is we gave people some insights in how to deal with acute trauma so that, you know, there are times where you think, oh, my gosh, I got to go. But you actually have the capacity to care for some amazing things first aid-wise at home.
Well, you do, and we've done that with our kids. We've done that with our pets even, you know. But I think that's a big mistake. It's just, yeah, hey, my kid's sick. Go to the doctor. Go to the pediatrician. Go to the emergency room. You know, emergency room should be like the last place you ever take your kid unless they're like on death's door, because that's a good way to get your CPS starting nosing around in your business and to get in the system that you wanted to get out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big important stuff here. Mistake number four, having them chug cough syrup, right? You want to suppress the cough. The cough is good. There are other ways to deal with cough, nebulizing silver hydrosol. In chapter Good Loving for Your Lungs, page 101 of Unlock the Power of You, we tell you what you can do for the lungs and cough.
Yeah, absolutely. There's homeopathics that you can do, the nebulizing, the silver. Mm-hmm. You know, amazing stuff for your lungs, even with lung cancer. You know, read stories about the silver hydrosol and affecting lung cancer, you know, in a very positive way. So, yeah, lots of stuff you can do. It's just got to know about it. You got to be empowered with knowledge. That's why we do what we do. That's why we produce the Truth About Cancer Global Quest. That's why it's showing tonight, episode 8, absolutely free.
Right. Three last mistakes parents are making, getting your children injected with flu shots, buying over-the-counter antihistamines, and purchasing over-the-counter allergy medications or giving shots. I had 10 years of shots. They paid for my allergist kids to go to college.
Yeah, that's about all they do, man. That's about all the shots are good for. God made our body in an amazing way. We are self-healing mechanisms. We just need to give our bodies the fuel that they need so that we can heal ourselves.
Yes, and heal that gut. That will heal your immune system, so you will not be dealing with things that are being discussed in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, Episode 8, airing right after the show tonight, 9 the next day, and a bonus Episode 10 we just learned about today. So go watch it right now. You have permission. You didn't need it, but you got it anyway. Because why? Super Don, TMB, what do we got to tell them? We got to go.
Got to tell them. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.